to talk to, I imagine, the people who might be listening to us form a large part of this very big area in our economy. And that, of course, is the what's called small-scale fishing. It may be called small-scale, but we're talking about big fish to catch here. This is a 3 billion rand industry that employs some 15,000 people within the Western Cape and provides, or at least 90 to 95% of whose catch ends up in and around the Western Cape. Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy, joins us in her attempt to help us understand her attempt to clarify so much of the red tape that faces these providers to the economy within the maritime industry. Barbara, welcome to, or Minister at least, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and greetings to all your listeners.
Certainly. You know, we just want to have an understanding a little bit about the verification process and the challenges that you've observed that you would like to have scrapped. We understand that you've approached sort of the High Court to try and clear what the fishing rights process will be. What were the big hindrances in your experience?
Well, this process was conducted in 2017 and 2018, and it involves, as you were saying in your introduction, small-scale fishing men and women in the Western Cape. And at the time when I was appointed minister in 2019, I went to visit a range of fishing communities who raised with me complaints about the way in which this process was conducted. These were very heated and very vociferous meetings. And as a consequence of the widespread problems I encountered, I requested the department to implement an independent audit into the rights allocation process. And I received the outcome of this audit in September last year, and the outcome was deeply concerning. It said that the whole process was wholly inadequate and could not be relied on as a basis for making any decisions. There were problems with how the application forms were worded. There were inaccurate capturing of information. There was incorrect adjudication of applications, inconsistent applications, and so on and so on. The whole appeals process was not conducted in an appropriate manner. Now, when I received the outcomes of this audit, I was deeply concerned because I did realize there were those who had been listed in the public domain as having been successful, and then, of course, there were several thousand more who were unsuccessful. So I was very concerned about what are the implications for those who have been listed as successful. The advice I was given by my lawyers was that I could not just redo the appeals process and keep those who had been defined as successful, that whole process would be open to court challenge. And after taking different forms of legal advice, I have concluded that I have no alternative but to ask the courts to set the whole process aside and to get all 9,000 people who did apply in the original process to reapply and rerun the process. So very onerous task. Well, look, I have to go to the courts because it was my predecessor who made these decisions, and I inherit those decisions. So I can't, what's known as law as functus officio. I can't remake my own decisions.
Understood.
I have to go to the courts. That can take its own time. If we're lucky, it'll take a couple of months. And then I would imagine, because this is a very large process, it will take about a year.
Minister, that's understandable that you have to. Minister, if I may ask a question, sorry.
Yes, sure.
It's understandable that you need to go to the courts, one understands that this will ultimately result in a better approach and a more fair and equitable approach. I'm just curious, what happens while the court case is ongoing? A year is a long time from a fishing
business perspective. The status quo remains. So those are on the interim relief list, and those who, through this process which has been defined as inadequate, will continue to be able to fish.
And those who were excluded by what you describe as an inadequate process?
Well, obviously they can't. That's why I'm going to court to ask the court to review the process.
Well, understood. I gather your sarcasm, but it's a year's worth of inability to earn. Is there any other way that they're able to access the market?
No. I mean, obviously some people do use recreational fishing permits. Any South African can get a recreational fishing permit after they pay a small fee from the post office. But that is a way in which you can feed yourself and your family, but it's not inadequate. It's not adequate if what you're trying to do is make a living.
Does this raise for you any concerns with any other parts of the fishing industry with respect to fishing quota applications, or is this only going to apply within the small-scale area?
Well, part of the reason why I spent time looking at whether there was any other solution is that this year we also have to allocate commercial rights in 12 fisheries. So obviously one didn't want to be running two rights allocation processes at the same time, because there are capacity challenges in the department, and it's going to mean that we will have to get additional help.
And is there any way that what we find in this particular process able to serve as some kind of precedent for the commercial, outside of the minister, but legally speaking?
No. They are different processes. Obviously, part of what created all the complexity in the small scale process is that there is a concept that you have to be recognized by your community as being a traditional small-scale fisher person. Mm. And so there was a community process where people were asked, do you know Barbara? Has her family always been a fishing family? And that process, you can imagine, is open to all kinds of
corruption.
Yes. So, yeah. But, I mean, obviously that's not the kind of process that gets used in the commercial fishery. There, it's really much more objective criteria, if one can use that kind of terminology.
Well, we're happy for a more equitable process. In the meantime, while the court process is underway, Minister, I guess everybody, as you say, stays right where they are in terms of the status quo, but keeps an eye on the ministry for the next application to be rolled out.
Yes, and of course, I know that last week I did meet with the small-scale fishing organizations, and obviously there was some support for the process, because there is a perception that it has been unfair and people have been disadvantaged.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on what they have to say as well. Minister Barbara Creasy of the Environment, Fishery and Forestry.